Now, you're welcome back to part three of Religion Matters. Hope you're well this morning. And the theme running right through the programme this morning has been vocations, because today is the World Day of Prayer for Vocations, as I said earlier. Now, you're probably going to recognise very well the next voice. My final guest this morning is Father Paul Dempsey. Good morning, Father Paul.
Good morning, Brenda. Lovely to be back in the studios here.
Yes, lovely to have you in the studio, albeit on a different microphone, but great to have you back. So we haven't changed,
yeah,
I don't
indeed.
Think.
Yeah, yeah. It's nearly 10 years since I started off here on the programme of called God Send Sunday. So it's a long time ago since we started here. But it's lovely to be back, Brendan. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, you're very welcome. Now, I read an article that you wrote in January in The Furrow. It's a monthly publication published from Maynooth, where you spoke about priesthood, really, and vocations. But the title of it was A Call, Not a Career. And now, I was very struck by the article. It's a great read if anybody wants to read it. I'm sure it's available. But talk to me a little bit about why you decided to write that and what made you focus in on this whole idea of call rather than career.
Sure, Brenda. Well, I think it's no news to anybody to know that the priesthood over the last number of years, certainly in Ireland and indeed probably in Europe, has gone through all sorts of challenges and crises. And I think that my attempt in the article, in writing it, was to try and go back to basics. Because, yes, of course, there's a lot of problems, there's a lot of challenges in the church and in the priesthood at the moment. But very often when there's crises and challenge, it's very important to go back to the roots of what it's all about. So I think that's where I was coming from in writing the article, Brenda, trying to look at what is at the heart of priesthood and what's most important. Because I think if we get that right, we can cope with any challenges that are going to be thrown up against us as we proceed. A call, not a career. Again, that's going back to the basics of priesthood. You know what I mean? When you go back into the Gospels, which obviously is at the heart of the whole priesthood, it's Jesus' call to his disciples. Very normal, sinful men that he saw out there, that he saw something in, and for some reason he called them to follow him. That's the essence of what priesthood is about. I can say about myself, and I'm sure I can speak for any other priest, we're very normal, very sinful men, the same as anybody else. But for some reason, we believe that the Lord has called us to this way of life, to try and follow him in this day and age, right now, at this very moment, with all of the challenges that are going on in the world and society at the moment. Part of the article, I start off, is looking at society today. And how it's becoming maybe a more secularised society. It is culturally, we've changed so radically over the last 10 to 20 years. And that's where we're called at the moment as priests. We're called to respond to the signs of the times, as Vatican II has said. So that's where our call is at the moment, and how we're responding to that call now in this changed culture and society.
Now, it's quite a provocative article, because you raise some very, I'd say, not the most comfortable of questions for a lot of priests, maybe, or people reading it, where you talk about the optics of the life, the way priests are living their lives, that you all live in a nice house, that you have a nice car, you probably have VHI. Now, these are your words.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this about anybody. And, I suppose, is that, especially when we look at all that Pope Francis has been saying to us since he came into ministry last year as the Pope, about living simpler lives. But what were you getting at when you were talking about that?
I think, the priest that I know would be very impressed with Pope Francis. I think what he's saying is very positive and very challenging, but the way he's living his life is very challenging too. And I think it's very easy to kind of say, yeah, isn't he great? And, it's great what he's doing and all the rest. However, having said that, he's actually very challenging in what he's doing for priests as well. Because if he is proclaiming living a simpler life, a poorer life, and giving witness to the gospel through that way of life, then that comes back to me as a priest. Am I doing that in my life? And yes, it is a bit provocative, and maybe we're not too comfortable with some of the stuff I've written in this article about. Yes, I don't have to worry about a mortgage, Brenda. Like, I'm provided with a house. I don't have to worry about my next meal. People are very generous, and we were so appreciative of people of that. But I'm just wondering, what sort of witness is in that? Interestingly enough, if you take some examples of, say, priesthood in Ireland today, if you take the likes of Father Peter McVerry, who lives a very simple life and lives, as I understand, in a very poor situation in Dublin, there's a great witness value in what he's doing. And you hear people talking about that. And I think that's throwing up a great challenge to the rest of us in priesthood. I don't know how to go about this or what in reality it's going to do, but at the same time, it is posing a challenge to us to maybe rethink how we're living our lives and how we're witnessing to the gospel in the priesthood today. And the point in that, and again in the light of today's Vocation Sunday, I'm saying that if people are looking at us as kind of, this is a kind of a career, you study for 7 or 8 years, you're ordained, you go out and you work, and you're paid for it or whatever, and, you know, well, is there much of a witness value in that? You know, the priesthood should be about more than that. It's a call, it's a radical call to follow Christ in the gospel. And I think we need to reflect upon that in a very serious way in Ireland today. And perhaps if we do, and if that does change things in the priesthood and in how we live our lives, perhaps, and just it's just perhaps, that would attract more people to the priesthood today. That's the point I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, the other aspect that I found quite interesting in the article is that you speak a little bit, and I know you're quoting a couple of references in the article, about what has happened to our deepest selves that is sort of stopping or blocking people from considering priesthood or religious life as a way of life.
Mm. Yeah, like obviously in my way of life, I'm working with people day in, day out in all sorts of different situations. One of my concerns at the moment, Brenda, in society is that we're maybe living at a shallow enough level. I know we're on media here and I worked in media myself and so on, but somehow or another, sometimes the media can be shallow.
Some aspects of it, yes, of course. There are some
great things in the media as well, obviously, where you can discuss issues and go into great depth and all that. But just generally speaking, it can be sometimes a shallow world.
And you'd be including social media in that,
Absolutely, yeah. You know, where you just see the headlines and that's it. But we don't delve into maybe what's behind, you know, those headlines and so on for people. And that's a concern for me. And that's a concern for me in my way of life as well. Part of my work at the moment is I do duty to Nace Hospital once a month for a week. And, you know, I meet people in the very raw state of life there in A&E and so on, in great crisis situations, as I do in day-to-day ministry and so on. That's where I really meet people and meet their real selves. And what I find is there's a deep search going on there. There's a lot of people nowadays would say, look, religion is not for me, or faith is not for me, or whatever, and they're living lives, everything's going on. But when things go wrong, it comes up as a question. You know, what is it all about? What is this all about, this life? You know, is it? And we've come through the whole Celtic Tiger thing. To a certain extent, that was shallow as well. That obviously all crashed. And that raised questions of what is it all about? And I think that's where we as priests and as church need to be delving into. How do we respond to people's search? Because I believe there is great depth there in people, and that we should be responding to that in some way, shape or form to say, look at, there is more to life. Well, I obviously believe there's more to life as a priest. I believe that this gospel message of love and truth and justice and peace, that can offer great contentment, great peace, great fulfilment in people's lives if we open our hearts to it. And that's my job as a priest, is to try and challenge people around that, including myself, to try and live the gospel, which I fail at times, and hopefully at other times I live it and I'm a witness to it. But that's where priesthood is tuning into today, or should be tuning into, not just surface level, but the depths of where people are coming from.
Now, an easy question for you. Are you happy as a priest? Are you happy in your vocation?
It's a very, very good question. I've been asked by a young person in a house recently. I was there and this young person was sitting there and she just happened to ask me, Father Paul, are you happy as a priest? I nearly fell off the chair because I wasn't actually expecting that question to be thrown at me sitting around the table in the kitchen.
Light-hearted question.
Exactly, absolutely. But it was a brilliant question like you're asking me now, Brenda. I have to admit, yes, I am actually very, very happy as a priest. Now, that's not to say that there's moments where I'm saying, what am I at? Or, you know, what are they at indeed? And there's not moments where I'm you know, lonely or something. Of course there are. But I think that's part of the human condition. I don't think that's just part of the priesthood. I know couples who are married can be lonely and so on, and there's all sorts of challenges out there in people's lives. So I think that's part of the human condition, as it is part of a priest's life. But overall, I'd say I'm very, very happy. I often say, Brenda, I'd never be happy working in a 9-to-5 job, because that's just not me. I need to kind of be of service to people and tune into people's lives in the good times and in the difficult times, but I get great fulfilment out of that, and great peace and great joy out of that. So yeah, I'm very happy as a priest today, and I can say that with my hand on my heart. And I thank God for the priesthood and the opportunities and the privileges that it has given me to accompany people and walk with people on their journey of life and faith.
Well, it's been a pleasure to chat to you. I mean, if that's not a positive message to be sending out about priesthood on this Vocation Sunday, then I don't know what is. Father Paul Dempsey, you're a PP over in...
Well, not quite PP.
Not quite PP.
In an exalted position now. I live in Two Mile House.
Yes.
But that's part of the group of parishes of Nace Salins and Two Mile House.
Yeah.
So I work in that whole area at this moment in time. Yeah.
Yeah, and we've just promoted you today.
Yeah, indeed.
Listen, thanks a million for coming in and delighted to have you back in this very familiar studio of yours.
Lovely. Thanks a million, Brenda. Lovely to be with you and your listeners this morning.